This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Matt Wolfe. Matt is a brilliant leader at RSM. He's going to talk to us today about this great choice that portfolio companies of private equity funds. Do they bring accounting and CFO services and financial services all inside, or do they outsource some of those functions? I've been involved with portfolio companies that do either of those and fascinating different pros and cons. It depends on the size of the company and a lot of things. But Matt, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and then take it from there. Some of your thoughts on do you outsource or not?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Again, my name is Matt Wolfe. I lead RSM's healthcare transaction valuation team, and I'm one of the senior analysts for healthcare specifically. But, you know, this is a trend that is not specific to healthcare. And I think we're going to see the pandemic kind of expand this as portfolio companies really need additional leadership responsibilities and roles for their CFOs. We've seen that role change to be more strategic and in some cases less accounting specific. Where we've seen some of the accounting outsourcing or their finance outsourcing be successful in order to free up CFOs to spend more time on the big picture. I would say broadly, you know, you mentioned size. I think that's a great kind of benchmark for that. Also just complexity, right? If you're operating in a very complicated accounting or legal structure, you know, you may need to keep a little bit more of that in-house. But I think there's opportunities across the board for most portfolio companies to at least evaluate that. Again, CFOs, the role has been changing and will continue to change, and need to look at some of those tools to help make them successful in, you know, 2021 and beyond.
Where do you see portfolio companies? I mean, once a portfolio company gets to be, let's say, $100 million in revenues, it has to have an internal finance team, doesn't it? It can't really outsource it. Or can it still outsource it? What are some of the things you see?
Yeah, I think you definitely can outsource some of that. And again, it depends on the business objectives. I think, especially around your data, how you're collecting data, instead of having those FP&A analysts who take data from multiple different reporting frameworks or structures and put them all into one Excel file that then gets presented to management once a month or every other week, you know, housing that data into a hosted cloud or hybrid environment, and then you can pull analytics, right? So then you no longer need to wait on that updated Excel-based report. You can open up into a web-enabled dashboard that will give you real-time insight or near real-time insight into what your business is doing, or if you're a sponsor, across your portfolio and how they're doing maybe relative to each other.
And this makes a lot of sense when the talent external and the ease of use external is so much easier than building a team in some places.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, talent has been difficult to find for a while. That might change as people get more used to working virtually. Maybe that brilliant financial analyst that you wish you could have had before, now you can make that work because you care less where he or she sits. So we'll see that dynamic change for sure. But the other important part, I think, of the kind of analytics-driven reporting and some of the outsourcing is that now those people you are able to retain and hire, instead of having them spend their time pulling together reports into Excel, you know, for 10, 20 hours a week, now you have this big chunk of time of these people who know the business, know your industry, are eager to learn more, that can help you navigate the changes and help make the overall business be more successful rather than just reporting on the past.
But you still got to, of course, manage the outsourcers. Let's also talk about talent for one more moment. One of the reasons that people outsource is you can't have one of anything internally. You sort of mentioned this concept of a great financial analyst, and that's terrific. But if, in fact, you have one great financial analyst and that financial analyst leaves, now you're in trouble. Whereas if you outsource, you could outsource to a team where you're not so reliant on one person or two people internally. Isn't that one of the benefits of outsourcing too?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of spread some of that risk around, right? You know, in the same sense, there's a trade-off, right? Because maybe for your business, you want to create a pipeline of talent. You want them to learn that business. And that might be important to you, right? So there's trade-offs, there's risk reward. And you also mentioned being able to have kind of a fractional FTE. Maybe you don't need two full analysts. You need 1.2. So you hire the one and you outsource the 0.2.
And it does come down a lot to, are you trying to build this core competency internally? And if you do it externally, not internally, can you get the service and responsiveness you want? Because sometimes you need a CFO, particularly in this past year, where you're dealing with bank issues and covenant issues and all these kinds of issues on a constant basis. And if you don't have a closely connected enough outsource team, you could really end up with problems. And so you have to make sure if you're going to outsource, you're outsourcing to a highly competent group as well.
That's an excellent, excellent point, right? And so if you think about your business operations as being kind of on a spectrum, a distribution, you know, you want to outsource potential areas that are more maybe mundane. They don't vary very, they don't vary a lot, but you need to retain that ability, that knowledge to deal with some of these edge cases, especially on the downside, but, you know, not forgetting having talent to maximize on upside opportunities that exist as well.
No, fascinating. I think this concept of what are you building as a core competency in your company versus what are you outsourcing is a constantly fascinating perspective and issue. And I think probably a lot of private equity funds have pretty core positions around at least some of the core things they think the portfolio company should be making a core competency versus those they can outsource. And I think, Matt, it's a fascinating discussion. Matt, anything else you want to add to this discussion about CFO outsourcing, financial outsourcing, et cetera?
Yeah, I think you make a great point about we want this to be when you it's a make versus buy or lease versus own sort of discussion, right? So you need to really understand what is going to be core and then finding that partner that you can trust, right? I think so often the value add of outsourcing, the presentation, the pitch, if you will, is, well, you know, instead of hiring one FTE, you can pay, you know, half of an FTE and get the same functionality. And that just makes dollars and cents, which is true. But just like any other business arrangement, you want to make sure that your partner you can trust and that they will help guide you through what you should or should not outsource. And that when things do turn sour, that you can count on them to support you through this, because it's not about just minimizing, you know, personnel costs or being most efficient as possible. It's really, who do you want to partner with as you try to grow your business?
100%. Matt, just a pleasure to visit with you. We've watched these issues up front and close. I love your thoughts on them. Such a fascinating area. Let me ask you one last question. Does RSM provide some outsourcing services?
We do, as a matter of fact, and it's been an area of incredible growth, particularly on finance and accounting, as we mentioned, but also HR outsourcing. Many portfolio companies, even at the, you know, 100 million size, might not need a full HR FTE, but definitely have human resource issues that need attention.
Fantastic. Matt, thank you so much for joining us again on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. You're always well received. You and your colleague Rick Kess do a terrific job, and people love hearing you. So thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.